So just to start out, can you talk a little bit about your background and what brought you to the Los Gatos area?
United States Army brought me to the Los Gatos area. Behind you is the DoD Joint Service Commendation Medal that I received from the Secretary of Defense while I was in service. I'm a veteran of the Vietnam era. My last tour was at Fort Ord. And so I had an effective termination of service there and decided to stay put because it was so beautiful. I got a job with Firestone, then a job with Kaiser Cement, and that's the job that brought me up here. And I've been in Los Gatos for about 40 years. During that time, I've been on the Planning Commission, you know that, for 8 years, two of them as chair, the Historic Preservation Committee for 8 years, the CDAC Design Advisory Committee for 8 years. I've got a lot of time. Oh, and I was the third class of Leadership Los Gatos, and I've got the lovely pen to prove it. I've been involved in the town, around the town. I've been in the chamber for forever. I was on the board twice. I was on the governing board of the hospital, Los Gatos Community, when it was down there. And I was on the board of the Los Gatos Morning Rotary. So I'm active civically. I'm active in government. Socially, I was home plate umpire for Bobby Sox softball. and I was stroke and turn judge for the Bellwood swim team for about 12, 13 years. I think that's me in a nutshell. I'm a graduate of the University of Michigan. We got HARBA.
Awesome.
Got a BA in Soch with Psych, and got an MBA from Golden Gate University in management and finance. Finance-wise, I've owned and operated this company for almost 40 years. This is Kane Investment Management, Inc. We manage other people's money, and have the proof of that is we're still a business. So we do that well. The finance aspect is, I think, something important I bring to town council because our financial issues are significant. And I will be able to work with the finance committee or the finance commission to do a better job of communicating. That brings me to the word transparency. I want to find a way, a medium or a media, for example, KCAT, or maybe try to revitalize the Los Gatos Weekly, such that they report, short report to the people on what town council did at its last meeting, and then the planning commission, and then town council and the planning commission, because we each meet twice a month, and that should be communicated to people. We don't do a good job of that right now. We don't do a good job of providing transparent government. The kind of transparency I want to bring will cause people to respond and get engaged, so I can hear what they think. I can listen to what they say. That's not happening right now. And I think that's it in a nutshell.
Can you recall any specific experience or event when you sort of realized that you wanted to transition to being a leader in the community as opposed to just a citizen?
Well, tough question. I've been in leadership roles ever since my children graduated. I raised my kids here. They're grown, they're employed. And I think when they left the house, I got involved with some people who said, you ought to try for the Planning Commission. Learn the land use law as we apply it. And I did. And Mike Wasserman became my mentor. The standards and guidelines are crucial, and we have four of them. The hillsides, the residential, commercial, and historic. And that's what preserves the town and maintains the charm and the character of Los Gatos. And that's what attracted me to town service, was to contribute to the preservation and the protection and the development of the town consistent with the general plan, the ordinances that we have, the codes, and the four guidelines I just told you about, standards and guidelines. And that's been intriguing and satisfying. And I'd like to make a larger contribution beyond that of the Planning Commission. I'd like to make that contribution to town council.
Yeah, amazing. So as you kind of just said, on your website, some of your main priorities listed out are the Los Gatos economy, the neighborhoods, the history, and the community. Could you elaborate a bit more on your main goals as a town council member for people that might not be as familiar?
The challenges we face today are not those of yesterday. We've got the pandemic. That's number one, two, and three. The economic vitality of the businesses and the people are what's at stake with this disease. And not just the main business center that's vital to the town's economy, but the other five, where there are shopping centers that serve neighborhoods and serve the people. I want to find out what they're doing, find out what they need, and see if we make a contribution to their vitality and health. I'm not sure we're doing a lot of that right now. I've gone to those business centers, and, well, the people in Rinconada, for example, the people out in Bellwood, mm-hmm. they feel alienated to some degree. And I'd like to deal with that. You know, when the phrase right now is, until there's a vaccine.
Right.
And that rings true for a lot of things. But when we do get one, and when we do get out of this, and we will, I'd like to come back stronger than we were before. Maybe we move our town council meetings, if possible, to the outskirts of town, Bellwood and Rinconada. I think I've covered that.
Yeah. So, as a high school student, something I wanted to cover is that, as you probably know, one of the most important political topics for younger generations especially are ideas of supporting and encouraging diversity within our community. What are your plans to ensure that this diversity is fostered and supported?
By promoting low-income housing whenever and wherever I can. Diversity is a very important aspect and value to me. If you were to read that commendation behind you, I served as founding faculty of the Department of Defense Race Relations Institute. I've been involved in race relations academically and socially for many, 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 many years. And I value diversity, and I see the value in diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do what I can to achieve it.
So, and again, since a lot of our audience is students, what kind of advice would you give to younger citizens that are looking for ways to become more civically engaged?
Attend the Planning Commission hearings and the Town Council meetings. And since we can't do that right now, I'd advise them to watch KCAT, because they're broadcast live, and they're also taped. You can watch it later if you want to. I'd like them to communicate. Feel free to write letters, phone calls, on issues that are concerning them. We live in a beautiful town. It's certainly well off. But that doesn't mean that they don't have the same anxieties that anybody has in high school, and they can be overpowering. I want to make sure that the schools, the town doesn't have that much to do with the school. It's run by mm-hmm. the school district. But I'd like to stick my nose in from time to time, meet with the principal, and make sure that they're following mental hygiene. You know, you can't see it. It's there. And it concerns me, especially with a pandemic, how the average 15, 16-year-old is feeling about that.
Right.
Somebody once said, go hire the teenager while they still know everything. Well, I appreciate that confidence. I certainly had it myself. But I worry about them. I worry about the elderly and how they're coping with the fear of this invisible disease. That concerns me. Did you want to add something?
Well, the question just reminded me of a project that came before us, which was the building on the high school. It used to be the old, what did they call it? It was the youth,
the outhouse.
Yeah, it used to be called the outhouse. This is years ago. And we were trying to encourage young kids to go there. And I remember that the Youth Commission served a real purpose when they met. Michael, do you remember this?
Yeah.
Okay, and what happened? Can you illuminate that to us a little more? They met because town was trying to figure out what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
What to do with the building.
Yeah, and the Youth Commission was very good in that part because they brought that young voice.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That taught, and do you remember that, Michael?
I remember it happening, but I don't remember any of the details.
Yeah.
I was in it a couple of times. I spoke to them a couple of times.
Right. And
but
so,
then it went away.
Yeah, so I think that, I think that says it all. They're very important to this town.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add or any topics that I didn't address that you want to talk about?
Well, we covered the pandemic. We covered transparency. I mentioned the finance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be an issue in the future, a big one. The traffic is an enduring problem.
Right.
And I haven't met anybody who's got any bright ideas on that traffic. Vitality Health, the hillsides, the residentials, the commercial, the historic, you know, they need to be preserved, they need to be protected, but at the same time, we need to grow and to stay with the times. We cannot be isolated, and that's where affordable housing comes in, and diversity. Things need to change, guided by government, or things will change not guided by government, and that's not good. I'd like to be part of that change.